This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. Another round of Profile This, our Men's Room blank question. People would never believe that you or someone else has never tried blank. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Ski. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
All right, so real quick, never seen any of the Harry Potter films nor Lord of the Rings.
I have not either.
Yeah, I'm not that shocked by that, though.
Oh, really? All right.
I mean, yeah, look, a lot of people have seen them, but it is a more specific kind of... Like, if you don't have any interest in that kind of stuff, there's no reason why you would see it, right?
Yeah, and that's why I never watched the first one or two, and then by the time they came out with several, I just don't have the time.
How about the superhero movies that have come out? The Avengers, the Spider-Mans of the world, Black Panther, any of those?
No, not so much.
Okay, but that makes sense. It's kind of in the same world of fantasy, you know, and different.
Yeah,
but similar.
Look, with my kid, I've managed to go through all of them. I had seen some of my own, and then I kind of lost interest as I got a little older. But now with the kid, I've gone through and watched all of them. And they are there. They're fine. They're good. They're okay. But, like, one of the best descriptions I heard of Lord of the Rings, I want to say they'd released a third movie, and it's this big deal, and Peter Jackson's this great director, and like it or don't, who cares? But a friend of mine's like, well... I went to see him. She's like, basically, I sum up all the movies like this. Fight, run away in the woods. Fight, run away in the woods. And when I thought about it, I'm like, Jesus Christ, she's right. That is basically what the entire movie is.
Is there a, Ted, like with Star Wars, is there a TV show or a movie franchise that you have just never watched? Like, is there a classic TV show that you never even took the time of day to check out? That you just, you knew wasn't for you?
I mean, with network TV, almost like a lot of the sitcoms and these things that break big, the sitcoms are so formulaic, and it's nothing against them. They are what they are, but even like Big Bang Theory, right? Big Push, it's a big show.
I never watched Friends, and that was the one that used to piss everybody off.
I watched all of Friends.
Why does it make people angry?
Because it was the most popular show on television at the time. Everybody loved it, and because of that, I had just never seen it. But then I made it a point to not watch it, probably a lot like Ted did with Star Wars.
Yeah.
I was like, look, man, if you're going to give me a hard time about this, the hell with that show.
Well, I'll say this. I've never intentionally not watched something, but if I'm interested, I'll watch it. I do not care what people have to think about it. And if I'm not interested, I'm not going to watch it. And I don't care what anyone says. Like, this
and the Star Wars
is
thing,
zero
like,
interest.
I had planned with a dude to cook steaks, and we were going to watch it. And then it's just like twice or three times. This was only a few years ago. It fell through. So, like,
it's meant to be.
Yeah, I'm just like, all right, I'm just not going to watch it now.
But
it's not like I'm going out of my way not to. And, like, trust me,
but
like,
you
my
wouldn't
brother,
like it.
Yeah, my brother loved it. I mean, I remember as a kid seeing him cut open the giant camel in the snow.
The tauntaun, man.
The tauntaun.
It's a freaking tauntaun. It's not a camel.
It's a snow
you even
camel.
Acknowledge that it's in the snow. How many times have you seen it again? Mike. How many times have you seen me in the snow? Come on, man.
Snows in Egypt.
Every once in a while,
they had one snow.
You'll get some snow.
But I think TV shows are different now too, as there's so many of them.
Part of the problem,
like
you just did it during the break, where it. I don't know if it's a TV show, docuseries, but all of it's available. So you said, hey, man, there's a thing to check out on Netflix.
Yeah.
And then in my mind, I'm like, all right, I've heard 18 different things in the last, say, 3 days that's either on Amazon or Hulu. But none of them are things that you know by name. It's not like saying Friends or Big Bang. I mean, it's like, wait, what's it called? You have to write it down, search for it, all this stuff. That said, the TV offerings, I think, are so much better, man.
There is.
I'll get sucked into Netflix.
But it's funny. I keep talking about how much I like All American. That show was on the CW. It didn't do that well. But on Netflix, a bunch of people like me found it, and it did so well. Now the CW's greenlit it for a second season.
So it's going back to CW.
Yeah, because I think they own the rights to it. They made it.
Oh, okay. Right. All right.
As far as the top 20 everyday things that Brits have never tried from the new survey that released some of the simple everyday activities that people in England have never even attempted, some of the stranger ones, as one respondent admitted, they had never cooked any kind of food using a pan or a pot.
So everything
goes into the oven or the toaster oven. They've never used a pan or a pot.
I mean, even just opening a can of Campbell's soup. Well, I guess you can put it in the microwave, right?
Yeah, but what about people who don't cook? How do they...
No, I know people that don't cook. They say they don't cook, but they would still use a pot or a pan. Again, just to make a Campbell's soup, they can at least fry an egg.
Maybe a microwave. Maybe this is part of just microwave living.
Look. I guess. I just feel like you would have a fried egg once in your life, right? It's the easiest thing. Get a pan hot, crack an egg in it, right? You don't have to do anything else.
Right, or cooking sausages.
Anything.
Another said they made it through their entire life without having to do any cleaning up from kitchen duty, from doing the dishes.
Well,
so one person said they'd never done the dishes in their life.
Your parents are awfully kind, and you are a slob.
From the 20 everyday things that Brits have never tried, let's run through. You guys tell me if you've done any of these. 13% said they never thrown a coin into a wishing well.
Sure, I've thrown a coin. I mean, I was a child, at least.
That was a big deal when you were a kid. You go to the mall, throw a penny.
It hasn't changed. I don't remember where I found out that that's what you do, and I don't know where my kids discovered it, but God, if they see a fountain, they're trying to shake you down for change, because I don't know where this gets passed along, but somehow, intuitively, everyone feels like we should throw a coin.
Yeah, unless it's an outdoor fountain at a park or something like that. Typically, it was always seen to me at malls.
Yeah,
so, like, the wishing well was in the mall. It was just a fountain in the mall. Mm-hmm. That's where all the money was.
Isn't that dude British?
Who?
Terrence Trent D'Arby?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a guy who sang Wishing Well.
Yeah. He was probably one of the people who have.
That's why he was big in America.
Have you ever skipped a stone across water?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to brag. But
I'm going to.
Yeah, I think last summer I got like five or six.
Ooh. You got five in. Okay. How about baked a cake?
Yes.
No. And
was it successful?
Not the first one, but I don't do it often, but probably the last three have been successful.
Head chef's never made a funfetti?
I've never baked a cake.
I mean, even if it's just out of a box.
Yeah, no. Okay. I know. I'm thinking of. I can see the Duncan Hines box right in front of me, or that sweet little doughboy.
But here's the thing: sweet little doughboy. But God, you made that creepy. The Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah.
What a sweet little doughboy. But you live alone. Like when you're making a cake for yourself,
solid.
That's disturbing.
And any cake I've ever bought for other people.
Right.
Well, there you go. I've bought.
All right, sure. Have you ever put together a piece of flat-pack furniture, a.k.a. IKEA?
Yes.
Yes. So, yes, I've done that, but I've never done it without cursing.
17% of people have never done that.
Don't.
I'm assuming we don't have inks that need a fountain pen that needs to be changed, correct?
When I was a kid, my father, he's one of those guys who he loves his pens because they are his writing utensil. You could not use them, but I believe he would let me. Because when you're a kid, you don't mind doing those kinds of things. Sure. He would let me change his ink in his expensive pen.
This is a tough one, I think. Read a newspaper from front to back.
I mean, sort of. You don't read everything in there. Something
that's a lot. Man, even when I read the paper, I read the funnies in the sports section.
21% have never read a paper front to back. I'm part of that 21%.
Like, I'll read.
Easily.
Yeah, usually I skip. Yeah, I guess I have. No, I don't think about it. Never mind.
Have you ever poached an egg?
Yes.
I don't think I have.
Really?
No? How do you poach an egg? Is that where you put it in water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just what?
Just crack it.
You can drop it into water, but if you want to cheat the system, get basically a frying pan and have the egg on the little oil. And as soon as the egg hits that oil, pour water into the pan and put a top on it. It'll steam it almost as if you had perfectly poached it.
Okay.
I'm an egg poacher. I got arrested in Kenya for it.
Dude, Miles, like, the way I poach them is, like, there's this little tray you buy.
All right.
And you put that in the water the pan with the water, and you put your eggs in there, and then you cover
perfect it. Perfect shape, though, right?
Yeah, perfect shape. It comes right out.
Is this like if I want an egg on a muffin or something like
sure.
that? Is that why I'm doing this?
Are you not eating eggs Benedict at home?
I do sunny side up.
You don't have hollandaise sauce at the ready?
No, I sure don't.
Uncultured swine.
Oh, I get there's no locks there.
Is that
either.
Why you're not wearing a tuxedo today?
Who has pitched a tent successfully?
Oh, of course.
I have.
Both.
A lot of people
both
have.
Both literally and figuratively.
Well, I think if you're British, like most people live in major cities. Like, where are you going to put your tent?
Yeah, you don't hear a lot of great camping grounds in Britain.
No, not a lot of is the camping lifestyle real big in England?
I wouldn't think so.
And all their music festivals, it rains every time.
So you can't. Have you ever re-gifted a gift that was given to you?
Yes.
Not lately. I feel like I have, but I don't remember what it was.
Does it count if you tell them?
That it's re-gifted?
Like, hey, I don't, like, somebody gave this to me. Do you want it?
That's not really re-gifting. I feel like re-gifting is, someone's getting married. And you got crap. You know what, man? I don't want this thing to say mom got me. So you wrap that up this and lie and say you
this
got
isn't
it.
The most guilty case of regifting, but it is in my mind kind of a it's swindling. I guess is the right thing. At one point in time, I needed to bring something over for an afternoon barbecue picnic.
Mm-hmm.
I ran out of time. I had some plans. I went to Whole Foods and got like potato salad or some kind of fancy macaroni salad or something like that. So I got a couple pretty big containers of it. And when I got home, I decided that I did not think it was right to bring these containers over like this. So I had these two bowls that were the same shape, like serving size bowls, right?
Yeah.
So I poured each of the, and I fluffed it up to make it look like I made it. And then I put saran wrap on top. And as long as no one was going to ask me, I wasn't going to say anything about it.
Did anyone ask you?
The first thing out of someone's mouth, did you make this pasta salad? It's fantastic.
Did you say yes?
No, I didn't.
All right.
No, it was a, you know, it's a cold pasta salad. I'm like, hell no. It's got olives in it. It's got all these things in there.
I'm not even going to eat
it. Little pimento pieces. I'm not even sure what this crap is, man. But it was good. But I still felt like, you know.
I mean, you told him the truth, but you're right. If nobody had asked, that's not a lie. Because I'm a crappy liar. But sometimes people, if they don't ask directly, I'll let them just think whatever that is they're thinking.
Again, if you don't ask, I'm fine for you to make an assumption.
Sure. Yeah.
People never believe that you or someone else has never tried blank. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Stefania. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hi.
Hola.
Did I get your name right?
Yes.
Okay, why do you think they call? Because to me, it sounds like, ooh, you got some stuff on you.
Or Stefania.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what have you never tried?
I've never been stung by a bee.
What?
Nope.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good string of luck.
The first time I got stung, I think I was 20 years old, and then multiple times since then.
How about poison ivy?
Nope.
Chicken pox?
Nope.
You've never had any kind of poison oak, sumac, anything on your body before?
Nope.
Do you live in a bubble? How have you avoided this?
28 years.
Yeah, but do you not go into the woods? Do you stay at home? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I've been camping a lot. My parents used to take me camping a lot when I was a kid.
All right. Do you get lit up by mosquitoes when you're camping?
Oh,
So you are tasty. It's just the fact you've never been bit.
Mosquitoes do not attack me. Not the way they attack everyone else. Like for every 10 bites.
Or fleas.
Every 10 bites you would get, I'd get one, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just, I don't know why. I feel they're prejudiced.
Still to come, return of Who Sucks Less, Ask the Men's Room returns, and we've got your emails coming up next in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Who Sucks Less on the way? Ask the Men's Room is back. First time for a few emails to The Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
from our men's room blank question. People never believe that you or someone else has never tried blank. Ola Bacholas, having lived in Montana for the last 19 years, people don't believe that I have never tried Rocky Mountain oysters. Well, that's because I know what they are. That from Aaron. I'll give him a try.
Yeah, I might try them. Maybe.
Guys, I'm 41 years old, never had a sip of coffee, and I've never tasted an orange or watermelon. That comes in from Beth.
You know, iced tea recently had coffee for the first time.
And a bagel.
Yeah.
A bagel as
well.
Oh,
you mean, okay, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was amazing.
Ice-T, rapper, actor, yeah.
Yeah, and he sat there, he's like, all right, I'm going to eat the bagel just to shut everyone up. And he's like, ah, it's, you know, I'd rather
have
a donut.
Well, I'd always rather
because it looks like a donut. So, like, when you taste something that you think is going to taste better. Abidja sushi. I've never tried it until last year. Now I know why I never tried it before. Just can't get past the texture or the taste of some of the items. We'll never try it again. Guys, I've never seen Braveheart. I don't care for those types of movies, so I never got around to it. It's become a thing with my group of friends where they were blown away by this, but now I just refuse. I mean, I've heard that freedom speech. That's all you need, right? Plus, Mel became a bit of a dip after that.
I'll be honest with you. I've seen the movie. It's fine. If I never see it again, I'm okay.
Thrill, you're not the only black person who doesn't like watermelon. Neither do I.
Right on.
Guys, I'm a 23-year-old college flunk-out stoner that lives with his mom, and people never believe me when I say I never learned how to ride a bike. Tried to ride when I was a kid. 8S just said, to hell with it. Never tried it since. Stay awesome, guys, and Wobbin. A gentleman I called in saying how I've never had watermelon earlier on the show. But before that, I just actually had it. And it's not that bad. I'm not a fan of the consistency of it, though. Otherwise, it was not too bad. Very refreshing. 9 out of 10.
Okay. All right.
I'm 57 years old, and my dad retired as an assistant controller of the financial division of the Boeing Corporation. Yet, I've never flown in an airplane. I'd set it up in the mid-90s to go skydiving, so I could have said I've taken off in an airplane. Never landed it. But, of course, it had to rain that day after 90 days of no rain.
Of course.
And, guys, it's Jakers. I'm 41 years old, and I've never bought flowers for a woman.
Okay.
Yeah. Last time I bought them, I bought the wrong color.
Oh, you suck at it.
Yeah.
You're the worst.
Let's move on to birthdays. Happy birthday, my first birthday, to my granddaughter, Hadley. Can she get a little kid fish sandwich from the Nana?
Fish sandwich.
Fellas, we'd love to give a birthday shout-out, fist pumping to Scotty K from the dirtiest of the Jers. Good guy on my first visit out there after he moved back. He took me to the Jersey Shore where I learned how to fist pump. It starts nice. By making a fist like you're going to punch your mother, then start pumping low and work your way up. Anyway, good time. Good times. Thanks, guys. How about your penis is too small?
My penis is too small!
Give a birthday shout-out to my buddy Jacob. The dirtiest of Germans may be talking about his nub. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Tonight, I want to introduce your nub to my one-eyed skin possum.
Yeah, see, the best part about that nub is it can go anywhere it wants. It's not the annoying fingers.
Yeah, Z-Dub fits everywhere.
Guys, buddy, Rake Straw is 1 year older today. Can you give him some turtle wax and maybe Ted doing his Kentucky Derby bugle? Get some. That from Brandon.
Uh-oh, look out.
Can I grow up?
Oh, Matola's my name.
Hang on, Miles. They let the bugle.
Oh, sorry.
Where are the horses?
Yeah, can I say that or is it dirty?
I think it's dirty.
Is it
dirty?
Let me see it.
Is this dirty? Can I say that?
I mean, I know it's dirty, but I'm not sure if we can say it.
Yeah, I don't know if I say it. I mean, I know it's definitely dirty.
What is the, can you guys give me, can you do one of your,
sheesh. Strap something on and...
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
You're playing catcher.
Oh.
For someone who wouldn't normally pitch.
I see.
But they find something to help them pitch.
Okay.
As long as you're willing to catch.
Well, then you know what she wants. Bitches, my name is Danielle. It's my 24th birthday. I asked my boyfriend to do a shout-out, but if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. So I would like to request the dirty...
We can tell that from your email.
Dirty Germans talking about exactly what you guys just described to me.
Yeah, all you need to know is that in the pirate community, they call me Peg Leg.
Yes, you know, for me... I understand this concept, but I once lost an ice cube, and just the tip was enough for me.
Yeah.
Pinky tip.
We will play Steely Dan in the background.
That was during the ice cube incident?
No, these are two different chicks.
Oh, okay.
But I've tried it twice.
One ice cube, two different women.
Yeah. One was beer, one was Captain Morgan.
Hello, Captain.
Patolos, I was wondering if you give myself a birthday shout-out today. Can I get an oh, look out, your penis is too small, and the dirty Germans talking about pressure-treating lumber. Long-time listener from Derek. Thanks, guys.
Uh-oh, look out.
Yeah, I enjoy any time there's a lot of water pressure spraying my wood.
Yeah, so let's just word lumber and then pressure it. Yeah, maybe I'll do something fun and exciting and get us all sprinkling.
Yeah, the hose won't be the only thing spraying.
Guys, love the show. Hoping to get a birthday shout out to my buddy Kevin. He is 28 years old. How about your penis is too small? And the Dirty German's talking about how big his beard is. Keep up the great work, guys. Hope you stay on the air for years to come.
Yeah, I do not know how big your beard is, but at the end, it'll look like I throw a spoonful of yogurt in it.
Yeah, unlike these giant cars and stuff, having a big beard is just a sign of being a real man and great masculinity and probably a decent-sized German penis.
Decent-sized German. Yeah, you know, I got kind of a decent-sized German penis.
Jesus. Guys, can you wish my wonderful husband, quite a happy Dirty 30 by talking all over each other about bearded truckers? Thanks, guys. You are the best thing on the radio. That from the best wife.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Look at my picture. I would assume they have a beard. I mean, unless it's like a big wife he has next to him. I don't trust you to drive the damn thing right now.
I'm on exit 52. Gentlemen, I'd like for you guys to wish my beautiful wife, Arielle, a happy Dirty 30. Can she get a smell it? And the dirtiest of Germans talking about her dumper and then going out for Italian food. Thanks, guys, and stay classy.
Smell it.
Yeah, I do not know your heritage, but perhaps your dumper could also be the Italian food. Mangia me, Bozzoli.
Yeah, I like the idea of this big dumper you have on you. As in, I could go get this Italian food and smother it in marinara.
Yeah.
You finally worked it in.
Yeah. Mind me, Buffoli.
Another year around the sun from my boyfriend Rainier, pronounced doctor. Last year, you guys were on vacation for his birthday, and for the repeat that played, it was my birthday shout out he made to me. So this year, for his 36th birthday, can I get a Ric Flair woo and some Dirty Germans and Melbourne Ted talking about bowling, please?
Yeah, if you like bowling, you'll enjoy sticking your fingers in my balls.
Yeah, Ted here from Melbourne. Yeah, that's one thing down under. We never mind a dirty hole. Hell, I'll put my fingers in any of them. Now, this one's more fun because it involves a game. Knock down those pins. And fill those holes with some Vegemite. Tedemite.
Oh, look at day, gentlemen and woman. Please wish my amazing girlfriend of 5 years, Chrissy, a happy final year of her 30s. She is the most mellow, non-nuts Gemini that exists, and she puts up with my occasional surliness. She would love an original fish sandwich and an uh-oh lookout. Thanks, guys.
Fish sandwich.
Uh-oh lookout.
Behold, on this day, 40 years ago, the lands were blessed with a crimson-headed warrior goddess named Leisha. She is mighty, but her mouth is small. I can't be there, but if you can find the time, and if you are willing, she needs the dirtiest of dirty Germans talking about her little tiny mouth. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I'm going to stress that mouth out tonight.
Yeah, you ever seen that picture of the squirrel? And he's got those two giant nuts in his cheeks. So you imagine this is what happens with this tiny mouth.
Yeah, like super grip.
Yeah, you're like a hamster storing stuff for later.
Yeah, her mouth is like G.I. Joe Kung Fu grip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, it stretches.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you. Birthday.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Yes. Shrinefly.
Coming up, another round of Profile This, and yes, we'll drink and toast with a shout of the day, but first...
Now, the men's room wants to know... Who sucks less?
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrillhill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. All of them suck to some or a certain degree, but it's up to us to figure out which of the three stories suck the least. Now, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And as always, we have our three contestants. We have a man in Nebraska that will be taking on a teacher from Rhode Island. And then finally, we have some unidentified criminals from Des Moines, Iowa. But let's start in Nebraska, where a Nebraska man has been jailed for having sex with his biological daughter, even marrying her when the cops were on the case. 40-year-old Travis Fieldgrove, he was tracked down by his daughter, Samantha, 21, after pleading with her mom to tell her who her real dad was. She was allegedly motivated to get intimate over a, quote, jealous competition with her half-sister regarding who could have sex with their father. Yes, you heard me correct. She decided to have a bet with her half-sister about who could have sex with her biological father. Now, the father-daughter relationship turned sexual by September of last year. The pair married on October 1st at the Adams County Courthouse in Hastings. Now, DNA results, they showed that there's a 99.999% probability that this dude is her father, meaning he is her father. Quote, evidence leading to the arrest suggests the Fieldgrove and the daughter were aware of the biological relationship before being intimate, and then further indicates that they quickly married one another after being notified of the investigation. Now, Fieldgrove was initially charged with committing incest, which is a felony, but under a plea deal, he pleaded no contest to an attempt charge. So what does that mean? He attempted to have sex with her? I don't know. Anyway, he was jailed for 2 years, given credit for 121 days. One thing to try to point out, I say apparently he suffers from a brain injury and is not what they call, quote, a highly functioning person. Now let's go to Rhode Island, where an instructor named Teacher of the Year just last month has been charged with sexually assaulting a 16-year-old student. Stephen Cowbell, culinary arts instructor at the Newport Area Career and Technical Center, he did not enter a plea to second-degree sexual assault charge, and he was freed on, Ted's going to piss you off. Keep in mind, he assaulted a 16-year-old girl. He was released on $5,000 cash bail. Police say the 66-year-old engaged in unwanted sexual contact with a 16-year-old girl by using force by the element of surprise or coercion. Again, $5,000, he's out of jail. Anyway, the superintendent, they say, well, he's been placed on administrative leave, not fired, administrative leave. He was named Newport's Teacher of the Year just last month, and the Rhode Island Hospitality Associate named him the Culinary Arts Teacher of the Year in 2016. Now, let's go to Des Moines, Iowa, where we need you to imagine not being able to communicate how you feel or what you need or want. Now, that's currently the life of a guy named Kyler Mills. Kyler is 8 years old, and he has a communication device, much like a tablet, that made communication possible. But he doesn't have it anymore because someone stole it from his mother's vehicle. Now, his mother says, quote, by stealing his communication device, they've literally stolen his voice. He's an 8-year-old boy born at 20 weeks old. They give some descriptions that are typical of your average kid, but he doesn't communicate like most kids. At 14 months old, doctors removed half of his brain to stop seizures. Now he's almost seizure-free, but he does rely on a special communications device. Or as his family calls it, his talker. That way he can communicate meaningfully. Now the family spent an entire year customizing the device tailored to for his speech. That way he can say his favorite words, favorite places, favorite foods, and they were all accessible on device. Now it's gone along with his ankle, foot, orthosis, or leg braces, that were also stolen from the car. The mother says it's not about the money, but rather the time it'll take. Could be weeks, maybe months, to replace all the equipment, not to mention it's causing a deficit in the kid's development. So those are the three stories we have. We have the biological father, although keep in mind, apparently he is, as they say, not a high-functioning person, had sex with his biological daughter, but that biological daughter was making a bet with her stepsister to see if she could have sex with him. Do the math on that. We have the Teacher of the Year just last month in Rhode Island. He's been charged with assaulting forcibly a 16-year-old girl. And then we have the unknown thieves who stole the speaking device, the communication device.
Oh, man.
From a kid. Yeah, I told you, man.
I think the teacher in Rhode Island sucks the most.
Okay.
And the reason being is that it's a 16-year-old person and was assaulted without, you know, whether it's consensual or not.
But Rhode Island is cool. It's only $5,000 to get out.
And I'm assuming assault means that
it was not sexual assault.
Was not interested. Okay. So that's the worst one. And the reason is because, look, the guy who had sex with his daughter, they are both adults.
Mm-hmm.
He's not all mentally there. I don't know what's going on with his daughters, both of them. But they're making decisions on their own, it seems.
Well, yeah. They had a bet about who could do it first.
Yeah, I don't agree with it. But look, man, I mean, like, that's sick. Well, they were consensual adults.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but it still sucks. So in my mind, the thief who stole the 8-year-old communication device sucks the least.
I agree.
Only because I don't think the intent was to take something like that. I think it looked like a tablet.
That's why they pointed at it. It looked like you think you're stealing an iPad or
right.
Whatever.
Now, the braces for the legs, you should have an indication of what that possibly could be.
Indication, sure.
But yeah, I think that's the way that rolls. I mean, obviously, that sucks for that 8-year-old kid. It is a pain in the ass.
I don't think it was personal. And like you said, I believe, and I don't know this to be true, but I believe they thought they were stealing the equivalent of an iPad.
Yeah, that's it.
tough one.
That's what I mean.
I'll say the teacher sucks the most. Yeah, I mean, incest is terrible, but I guess at the end of the day,
they were adults. And they,
right.
Like, he's not a high-functioning person. Once they realize that, then you make a side bet with your high-functioning sibling about who can have sex with him? Come on, man.
Yeah, like, and because he's not high-functioning, I think the daughter is what makes that horrible.
Right. Your dad's Forrest Gump, his daughter's 19 or 21, whatever the hell she was.
Yeah, right? I mean, I think I gotta agree with you, though. I think the thief, like we were just saying, the thieves didn't think they were stealing.
I bet you they feel horrible now. Like, oh, Jesus, God, dude, this is not what we wanted to take, but...
David's got an interesting take on Facebook, if you like the men's room there. He says, teacher sucks the least, or maybe she doesn't. We'll have to ask the student, assuming that teacher is female. Or if the teacher's male, then it's the incest dad.
The teacher's male.
Yeah, so no, that's not good.
And she made it clear it was an unwanted sexual advance.
Kara says, the man who married his daughter, you want to act like a redneck hillbilly? Well, that's on you. Ooh-wee!
Yes, I'm saying, I might have taken that one, too, because it's like... Incest is horrible, but at the end of the day, it's just really messing up that one family.
And it seems that the daughters have more to do with it than the father. But the way they were, and that's the thing. So Robin looked at the headlines earlier, and I said, man, trust me, you just need to hold stories on all of these because it's a little different than what the headline says.
And Scott says that daddy-daughter flesh dance rules.
Oh, God.
Thanks for the comments, Scott. Jump in on the conversation on who sucks less. When you like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live.
I would say, in the course of my 50 years on this earth, I can only think of one person that has ever said, they weren't speaking to me, they made the comment publicly, that they were sexually attracted to their own daughter.
Oh.
Right? Right?
Far as
multiple
I know.
Multiple times. Far multiple
as
times.
Far as I know.
I think it's creepy.
Still to come, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. Profile this on the way as well. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. Another round of Profile This, but first...
It's been said that there are no stupid questions. We disagree. Because you keep asking them.
Will I ever find love? Why is the sky blue? Is that rash an STD? Is the world round? Is my mom a whore?
Questions that need answers. And yes, we can help. This is Ask the Men's Room.
If you have a question for any of us here in the men's room, just shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room and ask away, just like TJ did here. Guys, I drank tequila this weekend, and I usually don't. We drank Patron, and it was pretty good. No mixer or a chaser needed, nice and smooth. Went to buy some and saw the $50 price tag. So before doling out that kind of money, I thought I'd ask the experts, what is an inexpensive tequila that's going to taste not bad when taking shots of it? Also, if I'm just getting into tequila, what are the differences? What should I look for? Thanks for the education, guys. That's from TJ.
You know, I don't know, man, because I don't remember the price point so much, but I definitely recommend Casa Noble.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the top tequilas.
Cazadores is pretty good.
Cazadores, yeah.
Casa Noble's pretty good.
I still like Hornitas.
Yeah.
You know what? Hornitas, that's a solid choice.
And I think for price point, Hornitas is pretty good.
Sure.
For price point, but Who Songs is very strong.
There you go. Who Songs is my favorite. And it's got a great price point on it. The three different kinds are Blanco. So you're basically trying probably a silver-based tequila. So that's going to be the tequila that hasn't been aged. Reposado has been a little bit. Añejo is going to have more of a smoky flavor as it's been stored over a period of time in a bottle. So it all just depends on what taste you like. But as far as doing shots, I would say stick with the Blanco if you're going to sip.
Yes.
Then go the other direction. Guys, I was listening to Thrill talk about his past experience working in kitchens, and it got me wondering, would Thrill ever consider himself a chef? Or was that just a job he had at the time? Thanks for what you guys do. That from Skyler.
Nah, it's more of the title. I can cook fine, but it was more of the title. Well, that's the title that came with the...
Yeah. Okay, all right, well, there you go.
Because every kitchen can only have one head chef.
Yes, Ted. Just one head chef.
Man, oh, man. All the guys, I'm required to quit smoking cigarettes for a surgery coming up, and I wanted to know if you guys have found anything that works better than some things that don't. Thanks, guys, and Wobbin for keeping me laughing during my afternoons. I attempted to quit smoking. I did it for about 6 or 7 months, and I was successful during that time, failed in the end. But ultimately, I think the one thing that helped me out was a smoking app. And I know that sounds crazy.
Smoking app.
But
what
a quitting smoking app.
Oh, no. You
basically, it would give me updates on, like, your blood pressure has returned to normal today.
Oh, okay.
Those kind of things. And it would also keep track of how many days I didn't smoke, how many minutes, how much time I put back on my life, how much money I had saved, depending on how many cigarettes I smoked a day, blah, 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 blah. That seemed to help me. I don't know if that'll help you or not, but it was one of those things. Guys, can we get some Men's Room Red in Denver, Colorado, Colorado Springs? Thanks, fellows. That from Jordan. Jordan, ask your distributor in the area or get in touch with the fine people at Elysian. They used to have a partnership with Fat Tires, so maybe they still do, and maybe you can get some shipped down.
To Belgium.
Oh, New Belgium. Correct. New Belgium, which is Fat Tire. It's New Belgium
correct.
Brewery.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's the brewery.
Correct, correct. Oh, let's see here. What else
that
we got?
Denver people love that beer. When I worked at a liquor store, that was one of, like, that and Sierra Nevada were, like, the only, like, microbrews.
Quote, unquote, right.
Yeah, people were like,
Ola Men's Room to the beautiful Wobbin and to the funniest show that gets me through the day on a delay is WAAF in Boston is where I'm listening. Are you guys ever coming to Boston to hang out and party? We can park the show up in the Cape and get Ted Smith's popcorn. We have any plans on getting out to Boston? We'd love to get to WAF in Boston. Boston would be a
good place
to
be invited, man. Yeah, it's that easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Smith Family Popcorn, downtown Hyannis.
We have people that work there. I'm not sure they want to see us, is the problem.
Us is a strong word.
I think me is probably a better term.
Yes.
I don't know why. Can't imagine.
I do.
I don't. If you have a question for any of us here in the men's room, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com and make the subject Ask the Men's Room. You can ask anything you want. Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
Austin Hill!
And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor.
Austin Hill!
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today, we chose 63-year-old John Morgan of Naples, Florida. Now, the cops in Naples, bless you, Ted, they got a call from a McDonald's earlier this week about something unusual happening. And this isn't your garden variety attack the manager because they ran out of whatever food or drink you wanted, nor is it attack the manager because you don't appreciate their attitude at the drive-thru. In fact, what makes this story odd is that this guy did not attack any of the managers at a fast food place. No, instead, he stripped naked outside and then started doing what they call a strange dance. Now, I'm not sure what the strange dance was, but he ratcheted things up a bit when he started having sex with a railing. That's right. You're sitting at McDonald's. Here's a naked guy with his penis between the slats of a railing, gyrating slowly. The witnesses told cops it seemed like he was on drugs. The problem is, it's not clear if he was or if the nudity, dancing, and sex with an inanimate object were all sober decisions. Either way, he was arrested for trespassing.
Oh, he didn't leave the scene.
No indecent exposure.
Huh.
No lewd acts. He was arrested for trespassing.
I would have done it for a little while, then no, they're going to call the cops, and I would have got out of there in a McFlurry.
Oh, boy. Got no McDonald's jokes. He got a good one. Yeah, the McFlurry.
McFlurry. I don't know. There's something about a McGriddle.
Big Mac.
Sticks in my McGriddle.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Fish sandwich.
So pour the spoons and we drink this because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's not get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.